I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rumors may be responsible for deadly violence in Ethiopia, according to Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton.
Allegedly, a Quran was defaced. Allegedly, it was inside of a church building. That resulted in Muslims coming against first that church, but then it spread into 9 different villages, a total of 59 churches affected.
28 homes destroyed, at least one Christian dead. Many Christians are fleeing the area. Nettleton says before the violence, many were turning to Christ in the Muslim stronghold. Get VOM's newsletter. We have a link at our website. Next, the revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa have inspired many others to the idea of change set off by revolt. Activists working toward democracy in Burma have taken their mission online. Word is leaking out about brutality and genocide of Christians. The government's taken countermeasures. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says because of this, their gospel outreach could feel the impact.
As long as God keeps that door open, we will continue to go as long as we're called there. And if the door closes somehow, we'll continue to try and find ways around that.
And have you ever seen a picture of an impoverished child and said, I wonder what they're thinking? Compassion International explores that via radio. Compassion's Wes Stafford says the one-minute program Speak Up with Compassion gives these kids a voice. It features a compassion child asking God a question. Ultimately, the program encourages listeners to love like Christ does.
If God puts a child in your life for as little as 60 seconds, you have the chance to maybe be the one who says the right thing, does the right thing, that launches that child's life.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice Enhanced 2-Pack, which features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.